You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. You've heard a lot this week about the governor of California's first 100 days. If you count in the traditional way from Inauguration Day, Gavin Newsom's 100th day was Tuesday, April 16th. But the governor's office has been counting it from the first full day of work, which made the 100th day Wednesday, April 17th. Maybe it's a bit confusing, but really, who's counting, right? Well, FDR was. President Franklin D. Roosevelt publicly debuted that phrase, first 100 days, in a radio address on July 24, 1933. He was reflecting on what he had accomplished from his inauguration day, March 4th of that year, to his 100th day, which was June 11th. So I wanted to talk more about Gavin Newsom's first 100 days in this week's Capitol Chat, and I recorded a conversation yesterday with Cap Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief, Ben Adler.
So this is a tradition that has held and now become a full-blown media construct because, look, we're all trying to fill airtime these days, I guess, in this 24-hour news cycle. But the fact is, it has become a convenient measuring point, I suppose.
Right.
And yet, 100 days is not all that long when you look at, you know, 4 years is what, you know, some 1,400 days or so. It really is early on in the game. In fact, the governor told me in an interview this week he hasn't even finished unpacking yet.
You finished unpacking yet?
I've just literally about 400 boxes back there. How about 30 boxes? It looks like 400 boxes. So, no, we're still unpacking. Still literally, most of this furniture from my house. But that's Earl Warren's desk. When he was governor, people forget. Governor Earl Warren, not
before
Supreme
he was
Court Justice.
In the Supreme Court,
Earl
yeah.
Warren. So they found that in the archives. That's a special desk. And we had some chairs in here that we just, I don't know where we pulled them out from, Ronald Reagan. So it's a wonderful history. I mean, from Pat Brown, Jerry Brown, Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, it's a humbling place to be, governor of California. It's a challenging place to be in this moment, being governor of the most un-Trump state in America.
Look at him getting back on message there.
Even the room around him sounds a little echoey, like it's brand new. So he's clearly just settling in. But he has acknowledged this in other ways, that this 100-day capsule of time is meaningful.
He joked about it yesterday morning in Los Angeles when he was holding an event on prescription drug pricing.
Day 101 is when the honeymoon ends. So let's enjoy this moment.
So the honeymoon ends, implying that a lot should be accomplished in the first 100 days. Checkpoint there. How much could he really actually do with the way the California legislature is set up? What can you make happen in 100 days?
The bill process, the legislative process here in California, in contrast to other states that have part-time legislatures that only meet for a couple of months a year or even a couple of months every 2 years, the fact is the legislative process here is not designed for lots of bills to become law in 100 days. In fact, a bill must be in print for 30 days before it can even have its first committee hearing. We are just now getting ramping up with committee hearings at the Capitol. We had, you know, big bills like use of force getting debated in recent weeks. The governor signed a couple of budget bills, which update last year's spending plan. And there's, you know, money in there for issues such as immigration and helping migrants who are coming into California, and also wildfire relief and help for local governments suffering from the wildfires last year. And he signed a bill on charter school transparency. And yet, not a lot of bills have gone to his desk because session will end in mid-September. The budget will become law near the end of June. And so what the governor can do is sign executive orders, which by their very nature do not accomplish as much as legislative power. And he has the bully pulpit. He can propose things and he can say, I want to do things. And he has done a lot of that dating back to just his first week in office with his budget proposal, which he spent 2 hours talking about because he was cramming it full of proposals.
Let's say something about these big announcements that he's making. You actually did a feature focusing on that this week and looking at, shall we say, the splash versus the substance.
So let's listen to just a few of the announcements that Governor Newsom has made in his first 100 days.
Right now, there simply isn't a path to get from Sacramento to San Diego, let alone from San Francisco to LA.
We are now directing the redeployment of our National Guard from the border.
I do not support the Twin Tunnels.
With an executive order advancing a moratorium on the death penalty in California.
He sounds bold when you line the announcements up like that. And he sounds like in the first 100 days, he is charging out of the starting gate and ready to go. And then you stop and look at a little further, and then what?
In each of those instances, there is a lot less than maybe meets the eye or the ear. High-speed rail, which we heard him talk about, we looked really closely at the status of the project after what he said.
Did he cancel the project?
He did not cancel the project. He is refocusing in certain ways. We expect to get a business plan on high-speed rail in the coming weeks that may have more details on it. But LA to San Francisco is not off the table. National Guard, pulling everyone off the border?
Did he pull them off?
Nope, not everyone. He pulled about 2/3 of the troops off, left 100 there with new rules of engagement that he says will more directly target drug smuggling than the deployment order from Governor Jerry Brown. Delta tunnels, 2-1. Jerry Brown's administration already moving in that direction. And the death penalty moratorium, well, California already hasn't executed anyone since 2006. So I asked the governor about that. He gave a very long answer. And rather than play the whole answer, I'm going to play two clips that I think summarize his thoughts. Here's the first one.
These are tough issues. And, you know, it's sometimes easier just to let things go and not be held to account. But I feel like we want to be more transparent, I think more accountable at the end of the day, more honest about what we can and can't achieve.
And a little later on in the answer, he said this.
I think those are overdue, healthy conversations that add a little bit more nuance and specificity. But again, they invite pushback. They invite analysis. And I think that's, if there's any point I'm trying to make, is that we're not unwilling to lean in to some of these vexing issues.
Better, he thinks, then, am I hearing this right, to be bold and go out there and make a statement and at least say we're going to tackle it as opposed to having the substance behind and the action in something actually being done in a concrete way?
Yeah, I think that's his method here. You could compare it, and I do in the story, to former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who famously would talk about blowing
up the boxes.
Exactly. And I spoke with his press secretary at the time, Margita Thompson, who said, you know, there are some similarities. They both want to play at the global stage. But she thinks that Newsom, and she kind of said she felt it in her gut. She felt Newsom is just a little bit more cautious than Arnold, perhaps because Schwarzenegger, under the U.S. Constitution, is a foreign-born U.S. citizen. And he cannot run for president. Gavin Newsom can, and he has been known to be interested in it at some point in the future.
People following Gavin Newsom's career and his politics in San Francisco aren't surprised. This is part of his style, this splashy way first.
Yes. And so when you talk to folks in San Francisco, depending on if they agree with him and are allies of him or have butted heads with him, they have different interpretations. The allies of Newsom will say, yes, he is splashy. That is just the kind of guy he is. But in the end, he circles back, he follows through, and he gets things done. Critics of Newsom will say the opposite. They'll say, yeah, he's splashy, but he does not always follow through and get things done. Sometimes the substance in the end does not match the original announcement. And there's a really good case study that the governor just chose to tout yesterday, Wednesday, where he was in Los Angeles to make what he billed as a major announcement for an executive order that he signed on his first day of being governor, just an hour or so after he was sworn in, about prescription drug pricing. He's trying to harness the state and its power of everyone who the state provides prescription drugs to for Medi-Cal, both private insurers and public, and do one big negotiation of prescription drugs to lower the costs. He said he's going to make a major announcement. The announcement was that Los Angeles County is going to join in this effort. Now, LA County is a very large purchaser of prescription drugs, so it may have some effect. Is it a major announcement? You know, different people are going to have different opinions on that. The key is going to be how this plays out. They're working on this initiative. Let's see what kind of savings it gets, if it's able to be implemented, how it's implemented, and the results. And in fairness to the governor, 100 days is not necessarily a fair benchmark to evaluate whether a big, complicated issue like that, with a lot of powerful interests, pharma, insurers, et cetera, whether that is working.
Maybe in the first 100 days now, all you can do is make splashy announcements at this point, much different from FDR's time when he pushed 15 major bills, according to the history books, through Congress in his first 100 days. But let me circle back to that little issue of counting the days, where we started this conversation. Why is he looking at it differently than traditionally the count has been?
I mean, it's probably a silly thing. If you count Inauguration Day as day one, as in the day you become governor, your first day as governor, 100 days is Tuesday. If you count the first full day as governor as day one, 100 days is Wednesday. His office was choosing to mark it as Wednesday, being the 100th day. Fine. We had plenty of coverage this week on both of those days. And you can hear the interview that I did with the governor and watch it, actually. We have video of it, too, at CapRadio.org.
Yeah, that's a nice bonus to be able to see it, you and Sally Schilling in the governor's office.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Beth.
There you have it. All you wanted to know and more about the first 100 days. That is this week's Capital Chat with Cap Radio's Capital Bureau Chief Ben Adler. And again, his full interview with Governor Gavin Newsom is, as he mentioned, at capradio.org. This is Insight on Cap Radio.